We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, I'd like to finish up our discussion on a work by Momir Babacek, and we will move on to the UN rapporteur and his report if we have time. But first, joining Targeted Massachusetts is free. Just go to targetedmassachusetts.org, and at the top of the page, go to Join TM. Please complete the easy registration form. By joining, you receive our newsletter, text updates, and the latest developments in our targeted situation. While you're on the page, you can donate to Targeted Massachusetts and help us to continue our activism. We are a legal organization in the state of Massachusetts. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to call me anytime in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Or you can call into the show live anytime during the broadcast and ask a question or join in and have a discussion at 800-313-9443. Or you can listen undisturbed at 605-313-0163. Now, if the system gives you another number, it's because this number is better for your carrier, the carrier that you have. I would like to speak of a stellar organization, and the name is Targeted Justice. Many of you have heard it before. If you haven't joined, it's very easy. Just go to targetedjustice.com. Up in the left-hand corner, you will see home. Hover over that with your mouse, and you will see meet the team and become a member. Click or tick on become a member, and you are on your way. Once again, targetedjustice.com. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Access by phone 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922. ID, targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. Just go to YouTube and in the search bar, type in Targeted Massachusetts. That will bring you to all of our videos. We have a chat associated with this show at targetedmass.chatango.com. Okay, tonight, as I said, we are going to finish up on the work of Momir Babacek. And he has done some very wonderful research. On the international political scene in the last few years, the concept of remote control of the human brain has become a matter of international and intergovernmental negotiation. In January 1999, the European Parliament passed a resolution where it called for an international convention introducing a global ban on all developments and deployments of weapons which may be able any form of manipulation of human beings. So they can just flip on a switch and enable them to control you. Already in 1997, nine states of the Commonwealth of Independent States addressed the UN, OBSE, and the states of the Interparliamentary Union, which the proposal to place at the agenda of the General Assembly of the United Nations. The preparation and adoption of an international convention on prevention of informational wars and limitation of circulation of informational weapons. Now, sadly, all of the documents and papers that I present have been around for years. They are the underlying proof of the crimes being perpetrated against you and I. Any of the papers that I use excerpts from are available to you. All you have to do is write me at frank@targetedmassachusetts.org, and I will gladly send you whatever you like. That's what this is all about, sharing information. That's why I'm here. I'm here to share everything that I know and everything that I find about our situation. Remote control of the brain and human nervous system and informational weapons. Now, I think they've been doing a lot of data mining for years, just in what you buy, what stores you shop in, by following your credit card around, possibly. But that wasn't enough. They had to know what you know. And it's really sick. The initiative was originally proposed in the Russian state, Duma, by Vladimir Lopatin. V. Lopatin worked from 1990 to 1995 in sequence in the standing committees on security, respectively, of the Russian Federation, Russian State Duma, and of the Interparliamentary Assembly of the Commonwealth of Independent States, specializing in informational security. The concept of informational weapon or informational war is rather unknown to the world and the general public. That's why when a target, like myself, starts to explain what is going on, they look at you like you've got three heads. And the reasoning is this. You don't look like there's anything wrong. You don't act like there's anything wrong. But you have got a monkey with claws on your back that refuses to let go. In 1999, V. Lopatin, together with Russian scientist Vladimir Tyganov, published a book, Psychotronic Weapons and the Security of Russia. There, we find the explanation of this terminology. In the report on the research of the American Psychological Society for the year 1993, the conclusion is presented that psychophysical weapon systems can be used for the construction of a strategic arm of a new type, informational weapons in informational war. So everybody seems to come up with bans on these weapons. Oh, we ban the use of space weapons. We ban the use of any electromagnetic weapons. But they don't do a bloody thing about it. That's the problem. Among many references on this subject, we refer to materials of the Parliament hearings, threats and challenges in the sphere of informational security. Moscow, July 1996. Informational weapons as a threat to national security of the Russian Federation. Analytical report of the intelligence service of the Russian Federation. Moscow, 1996. And a material to whom will belong the consensus weapon in the 21st century. Moscow, 1997. In the year 2000, V. Lopatin introduced, after two other authors, the third in order bill on the subject of informational and psychological security of the Russian Federation. Once again, Lopatin's findings were reviewed by the Russian newspaper Segonia. Means of informational psychological influence are capable not only of harming the health of an individual, but also of causing, according to Lopatin, the blocking of freedom of will of human being on the subliminal level. The loss of the ability of political, cultural, and social self-identification. The manipulation of societal consciousness, which could lead to the destruction of a sense of collective identity or identified. by the Russian people and nation. In the book, Psychotronic Weapons and the Security of Russia, the authors propose among the basic principles of the Russian concept of defense against the remote control of the human psyche, not only the acknowledgement of its existence, but also the fact that the methods of informational and psychotronic war are fully operational and are being used without a formal declaration of war. So, this weapon is being used by Russia. Who are they using it against? The Russian people? Not according to this paper. Informational and psychotronic war are fully operational and are being used without a formal declaration of war. Now, that tells me that they believe that this is a weapon of war and that they are using it. And I would say that they are using it against the UK, the United States of America, and Canada. There's three. Who else are they using it against? Who else are they experimenting on? So this weapon can be used without a declaration of war because it is so covert. And at the same time, so very destructive to humans all over the world. They also quote the record from the session of the Russian Federation's Federal Council, where V. Lopatin stated that a psychotronic weapon can cause the blocking of the freedom of will of a human being on a subliminal level. Okay, folks, we have to go to commercial. Thank you so much for listening.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? a voice of truth in a sea of lies, do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? I'm calling you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? There's a gun and ammunition just in the side.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we'd like to finish up with Momir Babacek. Very informative paper. And at the time, it was very hard to find, too. There are so many, as I mentioned, papers out there, targets. Find them, read them, and send me a copy. I'll send you a copy of everything I have to help you learn about what's happening to you and give you some ammunition to show relatives, your sisters, your brothers, mothers and fathers, who want to put you away because you are a targeted individual. They want to put you away in a mental institution because they don't understand and they don't believe it. Well, the UN acknowledged that these weapons exist. This paper acknowledges, brilliant author, that these weapons exist. We have to convince the world. It's not a big job. We have to convince everyone. We have to start those letters and keep those letters going. Richard Lighthouse has cease and desist letters. that you can send to the authorities. If the United States is not guilty of these crimes, they are still guilty for not protecting their citizens. That is fact. It's in our Constitution. I speak to targets all over the world, and they all speak the same language. We have had enough. So, has anybody thought about who the Russians might be attacking without a formal declaration of war? Well, I think it's us. You think that Russia is remote, far away, because you think in conventional war standards, you cannot think that way. You have to think that a Russian satellite is possibly stationed, on station, right above the U.S. You have to think that they have an antenna array, which they do, very much like our HAARP, that is sending out these waves at the United States, as they did in 1976 on the eve of our 200th birthday. What a present to send us. The wave was anxiety and paranoia. So, without a formal declaration of war, they are attacking somebody. Okay, we have to go to station identification. We'll be right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight we are discussing the works of Momir Babacek, and I hope we can complete this tonight. I hate to leave things hanging. Okay, so we've had a chance to think about who the Russians are pointing this at. And we figured out, or at least I have, that it's the United States and the UK, their biggest enemies, they think. So, the patent states that the psychotronic weapon can cause the blocking of the freedom of will of a human being on a subliminal level, or instillation into the consciousness or subconsciousness of a human being of information which will trigger a faulty or erroneous perception of reality. In that regard, they proposed the preparation of national legislation as well as the establishment of legal international norms aimed at the defense of human psyche against subliminal, destructive, and informational manipulations. So they launch a weapon at us that we can't see, and then propose another ban on these types of weapons. So, what do you do? We have to fight. That's what we have to do. That's how we're going to win. We have to fight in numbers. We need 1,000 people in Washington. That's what we need. And damn it, I think we're going to get it this year. Okay, so moreover, they also propose the declassification of all analytical studies and research on the various technologies. They warned that because this research has remained classified and removed from the public eye, it has allowed the arms race to proceed unabated. It has therefore contributed to increasing the possibility of psychotronic war. And psychotronic war is happening as we speak. Two political leaders, senators, congressmen. This is the most harmful and destructive weapon ever created. It makes the hydrogen bomb look like a firecracker. Because when you control the human mind, you control everything. In Iraq, in 1991, they claim that they had 22% of the population under their influence. So who are they kidding? Russia and the United States, and possibly China, are in a war that is silent with the U.S., picking on who? Whoever they can get their hands on. Among the possible sources of remote influence on human psyche, the authors list the generators of physical fields of known as well as unknown nature. In 1999, the STOA, or Scientific and Technological Options Assessment, part of the Directorate General for Research of the European Parliament, published a report on crowd control technologies, ordered by them with the Omega Foundation of Manchester, UK. I have a URL here that I would like to make available. If you'd like to have it, again, write me at frank@targetedmassachusetts.org. One of four major subjects of the study pertained to the so-called second generation or non-lethal technologies. The report evaluates the second generation of non-lethal weapons, which are emerging from national military and nuclear weapons laboratories in the United States as part of the Clinton administration's non-lethal warfare doctrine, now adopted in turn by NATO. So these devices include weapons using a directed energy beam, a radio frequency, laser, and acoustic mechanisms to incapacitate human targets. The report states that the most controversial non-lethal crowd control technology proposed by the U.S. are so-called radio frequency or directed energy weapons, which we are familiar with. These weapons can allegedly manipulate human behavior. The greatest concern is with systems which can directly interact with the human nervous system. The report also states that perhaps the most powerful developments remain shrouded in secrecy. The availability of official documents confirming the existence of this technology may be the reason why the Omega Report is referencing with respect to mind control technology. The internet publication of the author of this article is as follows. Once again, if you would like to have it, write me at frank@targetedmassachusetts.org and I will send it to you. Similarly, the internet publication of the director of the American Human Rights, an anti-mind control organization, CAHRA, Cheryl Welch, is referenced by the joint initiative of the Quaker United Nations Office, United Nations Institute for Disarmament Research, and Program for Strategic and International Security Studies with respect to non-lethal weapons. Okay, so we have nation after nation after nation claiming that they want disarmament. They want these weapons to be destroyed. They don't want them used. They don't want them developed. But they're using them as they write and as they speak. On September 25th in the year 2000, the Committee on Security of the Russian State Duma discussed an addendum to the Article 6 of the Federal Law on Weapons. In the resolution, we read, "The achievements of contemporary science allow for creation of measured methods of secret, remote influencing on psyches and physiology of a person or group of people." The committee recommended that the addendum be approved. The addendum to the Article 6 of the Russian Federation Law on Weapons was approved on July 26, 2001. It states the following. Within the territory of the Russian Federation is prohibited the circulation of weapons and other objects, the effects of the operation of which are based on the use of electromagnetic light, thermal, infrasonic, or ultrasonic radiations. So it's within the territory of the Russian Federation. So that means that they can point it at anyone else they want, as long as they don't hurt anybody in Russia. There's only one way to take that paragraph, and that's the way I'm taking it. In this way, the Russian government made a first step to stand up to its dedication to the ban of mind control technology. Naturally, in contradiction to what they are actually doing. This whole paper contradicts itself. Because there are truths. The countries are using these weapons and at the same time ban them. What a way to run a country. In this way, the Russian government made a first step to stand up once again to its dedication to the ban of mind control technology. In the doctrine of informational security of the Russian Federation, signed by President Putin in September 2000, among the dangers threatening the informational security of Russian Federation is listed the threat to the constitutional rights and freedoms of people and citizens in the sphere of spiritual life, individual, group and society consciousness, and illegal use of special means affecting individual, group, and society's consciousness. Among the major directions of the international cooperation toward the guaranteeing of the informational security is listed the ban of production, dissemination, and use of informational weapons. So it's one ban after another, and I am still being targeted. Everyone is still being targeted, but we have all these bans in place. Now, we should take a copy of each one of these bans and put them all together and use them as a weapon. The foregoing statement should be interpreted as the continuing Russian commitment to the international ban of the means of remote influencing of the activity of the human brain. Similarly, in the above-mentioned report published by the STOA, the originally proposed version of the resolution of the European Parliament calls for an international convention for a global ban on all research and development which seeks to apply knowledge of the chemical, electrical, sound vibration, or other functioning of the human brain to the development of weapons which might enable the manipulation of human beings, including a ban of any actual or possible deployment of such systems. There's another ban. I have all the resources that you will need to search these out if you would like to. Here, the term actual might easily mean that such weapons are already deployed. Well, we know that. Anyone who doesn't know that is a damn fool. And I'll tell you that straight up. among the countries with the most advanced military technologies is the USA, which did not present any international initiative demanding the ban of technologies enabling the remote control of the human mind. The original version of the bill by Dennis J. Kucinich was changed all the same. According to the study published by STOA, the U.S. is the major promoter of the use of those weapons. Non-lethal technology was included in NATO military doctrine due to their effort. At the initiative of the USA, within the framework of NATO, a special group was formed for the prospective use of devices of non-lethal effects. This comes from a record from the session of the Committee on Security of the Russian State Duma. So, we have a calamity here. We have country after country that is developing these mind control weapons that can be used thousands of miles away. Back in 1976, proof of it. The report published by STOA states, in October 1999, NATO announced a new policy on non-lethal weapons and their place in Allied arsenals. In 1996, non-lethal tools identified by the U.S. Army included directed energy systems and radio frequency weapons. Those weapons, as was suggested in the STOA report as well, are being associated with the effects on the human nervous system. What a surprise. According to the Russian government informational agency, FAPSI, in the last 15 years, U.S. expenditures on the development and acquisition of the means of informational war has increased fourfold, and at present they occupy the first place among all military programs. Can you see a pattern here? The United States is the only one that didn't go up against these weapons. The United States welcomes them with open arms. But at the same time, the Russians did not declare war, but at the same time, they started using these weapons, which are deemed unwarworthy, I guess. Though there are possible uses of informational war which do not imply mind control, the U.S. administration has been unwilling to engage in negotiations on the ban on all forms of manipulation of the human brain. This unwillingness might indeed suggest that the U.S. administration intends to use mind control technologies both within the U.S. as well as internationally, as an instrument of warfare. There you have it. Again, if you want sources on this document, I think there's about 2 pages. One clear consequence of the continuation of the apparent politics of secrecy surrounding technologies enabling remote control of the human brain is that the governments who own such technologies could use them without having to consult public opinion. So there we have it. Once again, in black and white. From a great author. Mumia Babacek is the founder of the International Movement for the Ban of the Manipulation of the Human Nervous System by Technical Means. He is the author of numerous articles on the issue of mind control. I'd like to say good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.